Friday. Okay, you're live.
Okay. I'd like to call the meeting of the Board of Adjustments of the Planning and Zoning Commission for Taney County to order at this time. And Bob, would you give us a roll call?
Okay. Dave Clementson.
Present.
Tom Gideon. He's not here. Bob Hanselon.
Present.
Mark Weiss.
Present.
And David Nelson is not here. We have established a quorum, correct, with the three.
All right.
Okay.
Would you like to go ahead and give us the explanation of the public hearing procedures?
Okay. I'd like to welcome you this evening to the June 20th, 2012 Board of Adjustment public hearing being held in order to hear a variance request this evening. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance, which is filed with the Planning Department. I wish at this time to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for each of the cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report for each variance request will be read, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon the variance application, you must sign up at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a variance request must be sworn in and will be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
And Bob, would you give us the governing statutes?
The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty, 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. In exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm, wholly or partly, or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from, and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taken.
Thank you, Bob. And we have a case tonight, Todd Schuler. Are you Todd Schuler?
Yes.
our provisions in an instance where we only have three members out of five, our vote has to be all unanimous because we need three favorable votes in order to pass or in order to approve an appeal. And you do have your option to pass this one up and wait 30 days until the next meeting, which would be in July. We do have an established meeting for July, do we not?
Yes, that's correct.
And at that time, we may have a 4 or 5 rather than just 3. It is up to you to make that decision. I would probably encourage you to postpone it.
In the event that if you encourage me for postponement, I guess I'm a little confused.
Okay.
If it doesn't pass tonight, can we try
again in July? No. Once you're denied an appeal, the only course that you have is to pursue it in the circuit court for reaction.
I think what he's saying is that if any one of the three of us were to vote no, it would go down. If there were 4 or 5 members, one vote would not be a denial.
Well, we don't know. I mean, we're a voluntary board, and we're supposed to have 5 members.
So there's no grounds for an appeal.
In the court system.
Yeah.
Give us just one moment.
Sure. Okay.
Perhaps I could give you a little bit of an insight. Where we have a variance request that is outside the relative policy of the 2 acres tract, and there's no other demonstrable difficulties with the piece of the property, then if we override the 2 acre rule without a good substantial reason, then we're granting you a mere grant of a privilege, which is against the policy. I mean, we can't do that if it's a mere grant of a privilege. Mark, you may or may not know what I'm talking about, but maybe you do.
I may not be 100% clear on it, but I think I understand what
okay.
you're saying.
All right.
Have you gentlemen had a chance to kind of take a look at what we're...
Yes, we have received the packet. We have not discussed it amongst ourselves at all.
Okay.
Until tonight.
So, but you're all aware of what we're attempting to subdivide?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
As far as the, can I present you the line, maybe, or?
If you want us to hear the case tonight, we will do that. If you don't, we will postpone it until July, hopefully, where there might be more than 4 or 5.
I feel confident. Let's proceed.
Okay. Bob, would you give us the staff report?
Yes. This is case number 2012-002V. The applicants are Todd and Judy Schuler. The request here, the applicants, Todd and Judy Schuler, are requesting a variance from the provisions of Section 5.1 and 5.3 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code concerning minimum lot size. Per the provisions of Section 5.1 of the Development Guidance Code, lots to be served by an on-site septic system must be greater than 2 acres in area. And then per the provisions of Section 5.3 of the Development Guidance Code, it basically just paraphrases the same thing. If an on-site septic system is needed due to the unavailability of a public or central sewer system, the minimum lot size shall be 2 acres in the area. The location of the property, this property is located at 330 Long Creek Road, Ridgedale, Missouri, in the Oliver Township, Section 14, Township 21, Range 22. And we've, of course, got the property highlighted here. And the property in question is located approximately this area. And we do have a survey that we were able to obtain on this. And basically, the subject property consists of 3.86 acres, and it's a meets and bounds described tract of land, which was surveyed on May 31st, 1994 by the Taney County Surveyor. The property contains an existing residence, which is currently served by an individual well and septic system due to the unavailability of a public or central sewer system. The applicants are seeking to subdivide this existing tract of land into two tracts. The applicants are wishing to create a 1.86 acre tract, which would adjoin Long Creek Road, and essentially a 2 acre tract containing the existing residence. Again, the general description on this is that the applicants are seeking a variance from the provisions of sections 5.1 and 5.3 of the code book concerning minimum lot size. The applicants are requesting a variance from the 2 acre minimum lot size in order to allow for the creation of the 1.86 acre tract adjoining Long Creek Road. The tract in general, this tract of land in general, contains a number of very steep slopes. However, in the application, it's not really indicated. The reasoning for the request is not really indicated. In summary, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First off, this is an approval of a variance from sections 5.1 and 5.3 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code concerned with minimum lot size, which would allow for the approval of a minor subdivision that would create an approximately 1.86 acre tract of land. Secondly, we would have to have compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And third, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. We've got just a few brief videos. I actually had intended for these to appear as one video, but they were split into three short segments here, or sections.
With commercial break.
with brief commercial interruption. And this is, of course, the front of the property, and just did a quick 360 showing the surrounding area. And, of course, this is the front of the property along Long Creek Road there. Oops, didn't realize. Sorry. Didn't realize we had it twice here. And then... the second one's just driving along basically the front of the property, and it's a little difficult to tell. The terrain in here is pretty steep. It's fairly wooded and really pretty steep. And here we're back to the existing driveway. And then our third segment, we just basically drive down the driveway toward the house. And the main intent, it's a little hard to tell here, but just tried to kind of show a view of the property and the terrain within the property. And, of course, here's the existing house. Okay.
Can you go back to the road view?
Oh, yeah. the very first one or the drive?
Well, I was wondering if we knew exactly where this lot line split was going to occur on this road frontage.
It's my understanding, and correct me.
I would be more than happy to point that out in the video or on the map.
All right. Let me swear you in first, Mr. Schuler, and then we'll either go to the vet or have you present your items. If you'll stand and raise your right hand, you swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth of God.
Yes.
Thank you. You have the floor.
If you could back up the video, I can actually show some markers coming down the driveway pertaining to the survey itself.
Okay.
There's a telephone pole that you're going to see here just in a moment. If you could just hit pause.
Okay, let's see.
Sorry. Right there.
Okay.
That telephone pole represents very, very close to the property that the line that I'm getting ready to show you. That would be on the driveway side. The driveway would remain a private drive to the residence that we currently own. So the property line would be very close to that telephone pole cutting over to, I believe on the map it would be Danny's house, and I can't think of his last name offhand, but it would go down and then back up again. If you could back up to the previous video, very first one actually, of the road or the guardrail.
Okay, let's see. Wrong one, I'm sorry.
So once again, the driveway would remain private to the residents of the 2 acres on the back end. And yeah, please continue. So as you're going down around that guardrail, the property would adjoin the other partial. So that is the 1.86 acres that I propose, or what I'm trying to do.
How would you maintain a private drive when that frontage would no longer be your property?
Well, may I approach, show you this?
Sure. Let's see what you got.
Okay. It's a little easier just to... My road, my driveway, comes down this way on my survey. Mm-hmm. And my residence is right down here. So what I'm saying is that as far as... Yeah, that might even be better.
Am I just trying to draw when you're talking?
You're close. But the 1.86 is actually up here. And it would continue down to that point. But it would curve this way. And the road would be...
You would retain the ownership with a little bit of frontage out to that road then?
That is correct. But I wouldn't retain the ownership of the driveway itself. What I would propose to do is put a secondary driveway in at some point in the future that is next to this one or even a little further separation coming into this top piece of property right here.
Yeah, because once you give a road easement, it's awful hard to give it up.
Well, and but as far as the commission's concerned, aren't you allotted another entryway into the...
Yeah. I was just wondering how you were going to give access here without a written document from somebody.
I would give them complete access, so with Roselle Engineering, or because that's who I've used in the past, but... You know, with them coming out to survey this off properly, they would actually survey the driveway all the way down as deeded to the residents of this of our existing home. And I would put a secondary entryway into the 1.86 acres up here.
Well, granting an easement to that point to this lot 2, should there ever be a lot 2.
Correct.
Gentlemen, the reason I'm doing this is to be able to reduce the price of my, we're actually, you saw it on the map, it is for sale.
What is listed for sale? I saw the Coldwell Banker sign, though.
What is currently listed for sale is the 2 acres and the home, but that's based on your approval.
Okay.
For the 1.86?
No, sir. For the residence and the, and what I'm seeking approval for.
Okay. That 1.86, as you're outlining it here, is that mostly timber or?
Yes.
Okay.
It is a buildable lot. I noticed, gentleman speaker, that you were saying that it was a steep terrain. Actually, the steeper terrain is down at my residence versus the top lot that I'm proposing to separate.
And a septic system would have to go in?
A septic system would have to be installed, and I am comfortable if you would want to document on a peat moss system. It's a little bit better refined system than what is currently out there. So I'm very flexible with any approval that you would.
And how long have you owned the property?
11 years.
Okay, 5.
Actually, we've owned the property for 13 years.
Yeah.
We built our residence in 2000.
So why is this not considered, in your opinion, in a mere grant of a privilege when you cannot come up with 2 acres? Because you just want to do this so you can sell your house and then you'd have another lot to sell, which all benefits you, but it doesn't benefit the code book.
As far as the code book's concerned, and I respect it, two different factors involved. One, we would like to hang on to that property, and it benefits Taney County as far as to separate the property existing value-wise. It would certainly generate a better revenue for Taney County, Missouri.
Mr. Chairman,
Mark,
you bought this 13 years ago, sometime around 1999.
Correct. Right?
Bob, when did the codes go into effect on the 2-acre lots?
Well, the code book went into effect in 84, correct?
And that was part of it, too. Unless the
I do know, it's my understanding at one time, there was a period of time, I believe, where it was a 1 acre, and then it was changed to 2. I don't recall the exact year of that amendment.
The reason I was kind of wondering is looking, at the neighborhood, and every adjoining lot is 1.21 acres, 1.24, 1. Can't see if it's an 8 or a 3. They're all smaller, especially the one to the south.
It is my understanding, and correct me on this, it is my understanding that the lots to the north are served by a treatment plant,
okay.
but you're correct. These lots to the south, from my understanding, those are on septic systems as well.
Correct.
Did you say individual or community?
Well, the lots to the north, the lots here, they're actually served by a community wastewater system. These lots to the south, these smaller lots to the south, they're all served by individual septic systems.
Okay. To my knowledge, on Long Creek Road, we have the largest lot currently.
Okay.
Well, there's one other thing. On the survey sketch, it's 3.86 acres, but the largest number I can see on this one is reading 3.7.
why the discrepancy, or do we not know?
One is for the assessors, and this is for the survey, probably.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd definitely go with the survey. I see differences on the GIS
exactly.
system. It's an estimate that the computer generates with the math that it has.
Exactly.
That's actually the original.
Yeah, I'd go with Eddie Wilson.
That's why it's a little rough. I follow.
Okay. Any further discussion on the matter?
I have one question for you, Mr. Schuler.
Yes.
Do you feel that there's a hardship involved in your situation? If so, could you explain from your point of view what the hardship is that this creates?
As far as hardship, I'm having a tough time. It's been difficult, and so we're just. Give me a moment to compose myself.
Take your time.
Like a lot of people, you know, it's been a very difficult market, and we're simply just trying to sell our home. And by being able to do that, it generates money for Caney County by being able to subdivide the property, obviously so, into two different parcels. Gives the county a ability to help them as well, which I want to do. And at the same time, it's I'm a stay-at-home mom and a Mr. Mom, and it's been very difficult to acquire work.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask Bob a question. When you subdivide a lot, or you know, when you put in a septic system today under the code. A septic system can go only go in a place where it's inspected, where it perks, and where it should work by our best, you know, knowledge. Correct?
You are correct. And
if it didn't perk, one would not be approved on that site. Whatever we did today,
you're correct. And in fact, what we see in a lot of instances is exactly what you're saying. If for some reason a traditional system won't work. In many instances, you see the placement of an advanced system.
May I interject on that? I have several friends of mine that are builders in Taney County. And on the peat moss system, previous court rulings have been able to enact that because it's a much cleaner system. And to reduce a lot size, you know, peat moss systems have been proven several times in Taney County to be able to subdivide a piece of property. And previous, I didn't bring court cases with me or anything like that. I'm not an attorney, but I know that it's been proven in the past. But it's a very good system, and it's not like the septic tanks of old days. They're much, much cleaner, much more efficient.
Let me go back to, I think you were having a hard time coming up with what is called a hardship case. You bought the property in 2000 or 1999.
Correct.
You have the same property today.
Correct.
So you don't have any hardship from that standpoint. And I would think a house with
3.7 acres is just as saleable, if not more so, than a house with an acre with 2 acres of ground. So I don't see the hardship from any standpoint whatsoever. And
I'd like to give you a follow-up after.
Beg your pardon?
I'd like to give you a follow-up after your comments, sir.
You have that right.
In a situation with today's real estate market, and this is according to several different agents in the area, but the majority of homeowners don't want the bigger pieces of property. And it's been showed to me several times, as we've had several showings on our residents. They're just interested in the home. Matter of fact, almost every single showing that I've had just want a half acre and the home. They aren't interested in lots.
But they can't buy a half acre lot in
Davis
County.
Correct. Correct.
And whatever they want.
And it won't happen. But I'm just kind of sharing my education of what I've personally learned with you. So,
yeah.
And our house is this is our second listing. So it's been on the market for 10 months.
All right. Yes, are you Mrs. Schubert?
My wife, Judy.
Can I swear you in, too?
Yes.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear that the truth, that you're, the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir.
God. Thank you. And your first name?
Judy.
Judy Schubert?
Yes. We've been trying to sell our house since last fall. And in our experience with the people that have been seeing the house, they are not interested in the land. The house, from what we're understanding, is going to sell for just as much money with the 3.86 or with the two acres. People don't care about the land. They don't care about that extra property, and we would like to hang on to it if we can use it for college fund for him in the future or whatever we need to do with it. But you know, we'd like to hang on to that because we're not going to get any money for it if our house sells in this economy.
Okay. Any questions? Okay. Thank you. I would entertain a motion on this variance request.
Do you want to make the motion or shall I?
Go ahead.
Hearing everything that has been said and the reasons that they're trying to do what they're doing and the regulations that we have to follow, I have to make a motion to deny the request for a variance.
Do I hear a second at all? I will second the motion then. So we have a motion to deny the request and a second. Bob, you made the motion, and how would you vote?
Vote to deny.
And I second the motion, and I vote to deny also.
I would vote to approve.
All right. You unfortunately have a denial. And you do have the right to go to the circuit court if you so desire for that. But I understand your situation, and you can probably understand ours. Thank you.
One last comment.
on that peat moss system, I believe that that's the biggest issue. So I would be more than happy to put that in the document. But I understand you've already ruled.
Yeah. And that really wasn't the issue. Okay. Thank you.
Anything new for the good of the cause, Bob?
Well, the only item I had really, I guess I wanted to touch base with the Board of Adjustment as far as the times of the meeting. If the board's comfortable with the 7 o'clock time, or just wanted to get a feel. And of course, we've got two members absent this evening too. So.
I'm retired.
Okay.
7 o'clock gives me time to finish my work and get here, and no problem with it.
Okay.
7 o'clock.
And
it serves my purpose.
Okay.
Do you have a copy of the minutes of our last meeting? Any corrections or changes, or would there be approval?
Move to accept as presented.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. July, we have a variance request.
Yeah, there is a single variance request, and I did want to let the board know I am actually going on vacation during that time period. I am going to prepare a staff report and make sure, but I just wanted to let you know at the front end that Scott Sterrett will be conducting that hearing. But I will make sure that he's fully prepared, and I know he'll do a good job on that. So,
all right. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Mark.
I wanted to bring up something, and I mentioned to Bob briefly before. I went to a Board of Adjustment hearing in Branson just last month, and for 18 months they've only had 4 or 5 members seated. And after the tornado, they really haven't had anything for about 6 months. But there are 5 issues, presented, and with 4 people, and in Branson it takes 4 voting yes, and if one votes no, it doesn't happen. And I know that there's been some talk about having alternates in Branson, which I think is a good idea. I'm rooting for them to fill that 5th seat. And if there could be an alternate, that I thought was a good thing. I didn't know state statute allowed it at the county, but it seems to me there's times when we're short, like today, and there's times when we may not even have a quorum. And it would be wonderful if we did have an alternate, and maybe some have 2. I'm not really sure. So I was just going to ask if it would be appropriate for Bob to research this, not while he's on vacation, but over the next couple months. At some point, let us know if it's even feasible for us to do that, if it's a good idea or a bad idea. I just wanted to say maybe it's something we ought to look at. And I know that would have to go before. We don't change this. That would be a recommendation possibly to the commission if it needed any ordinance changes to do that.
And the thing that we had talked about just really briefly before the meeting was I am aware that there are some other communities that do this, that do have alternates in case there is a time where there's not a quorum. The statutes for first-class counties really don't speak to it one way or the other, and so it's something.
Do our own rules and regulations speak to it, or they're probably silent on it?
Yeah, really, really both are silent.
And on a case like tonight, how would you know whether or not we were going to be too short? Nobody responded.
I wondered the same thing myself. So I understand where that's coming from.
How do you call an alternate?
Or do you have an alternate sit?
Yeah, and we don't have.
Through everything.
Actually, in the 3 years that I've been on the board, I think this may be the second time we've been down to 3 members. At all other meetings, it's 4, and most of them 5.
Just something I thought we might want to all think about.
Or at least our track record's been good.
We can do that.
Yeah, I can definitely research that
and see.
You
don't
have
enough to do anyway. Okay. We have a motion to adjourn.
Move.
Motion made. All in favor say aye.
You're supposed to be out the door by yourself.
Motion. Yeah.
You're welcome. Incidentally, both Mark and I are realtors.